with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. Hi, I'm Don Stover.
And I'm Jan Stover, and this is episode 359 on Tuesday, December the 17th. And as we say now, Tuesday is the new Sunday. Yeah. We have for years been advocates of doing our show every Sunday night, and then life happened. And
358 times worth, at least, right?
Well, we fudged a little bit and had some shows on a Monday night and a Tuesday night, but we are here now. And
Be here now.
Well, we almost went into storm mode on Sunday night.
We did. We had snow.
We did, and we almost recorded from home while I was in my pajamas.
Hello, world.
But we ruled that out.
It snowed in Greenville, Illinois.
That's right.
What did we get? Did we get inches total yet?
I don't know. I heard 5, 6, 7. I don't know.
Yeah, well, Either way, it was a lot of snow and it was icy and the temperature dropped like a rock. And
it was my birthday.
It was your birthday.
So we stayed home and just relaxed,
I had to do a few things down here, and I wound up, you know, sliding sideways, coming off of 2nd Street going on to South, heading back home in the frosty atmosphere it was. And yeah, I was full sideways and you know, wheeled one direction and the car is sliding in the direction of the wheels. It's like, holy cow.
I'm glad I was home. Not
I'm glad you were home, too. I might have been in a hurry.
You might have been. Anyway, we are here tonight with a special guest who has been a repeat guest numerous times, but not for, we just looked at our records, 2.5 years. So we're bringing Randy Alderman back to Creekside.
Yay!
And welcome, Randy.
Hey, Randy. Yay.
Hey, Don, I wish I was with you the other night when you were out doing donuts.
That's a guy thing, isn't it?
That would have been fun.
It is a guy thing, and donuts are handy. They're tasty.
Oh, dear. But not quite as tasty as the pastries we serve at Creekside Community Brew Coffee House.
Absolutely.
Just saying.
Just said. And our pastries are so good.
They are so good.
Why are we here? Because this is the official podcast of the Owl Creek Gazette
and Creekside Community Brew.
There you go.
Ba-da-ba. All that said, now back to our guest. We looked at our records. Randy, you have been a guest August 2015, episode 133, June 2016, episode 176. Then you joined a whole bunch of folks that came and celebrated our 200th episode with us back in November of 2016. And your last visit before tonight was June 2017, episode 230.
Right before the Bond County Bicentennial.
That's right. And you had a lot to say about that then. And you've got a lot to say about this last year because you've been one busy guy, both as a volunteer, both with your job at Bradford National Bank, and you are a radio guy to boot, and a volunteer extraordinaire.
At radio station WDLJ.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can say I've been busy, but you guys have been busy too. I mean, oh my gosh, look at this wonderful place, this business that you took over, and you took off this little business, and you're making it this big business, and you're investing not only your money, but your time and your effort and your heart back in Greenville and Bond County with the Creekside Community Brew, and you're running your paper, and you're just thinking, how can we make it better? How can we better serve the community? And you were just telling me some things off the air. I'm not going to reveal your secrets yet, but some more great things are coming for Creekside Community Brew that will allow this to be a hub for people to come in and socialize or have a meeting, and all of the refreshment needs will be taken care of.
Absolutely. You know, and one of the things that the McPeak family impressed upon us was that I love the concept that they were striving for, and it was hospitality. And I think we're all about that, you know.
Well, yes, hospitality. I love how you just said a hub. And that is that community we tried to build through the Owl Creek Gazette, and now we've meshed the community of the coffee house and the magazine, and it's just great to see it grow and the friends that we've developed from this is really delightful.
I'm proud to carry the tradition on and to put our spin on it, as it were.
Well, and as the chamber president, I'm excited to see Greenville people investing back in Greenville.
Thank you. Well,
thank you.
Your coffee is incredible. I really do appreciate that.
I love your coffee.
Well, the coffee is
My son comes home from Charleston just to get your coffee. He'll be home this weekend.
And by the way, he sees you in the process, but the first stop is Creekside Community Brew.
Yeah.
We love that.
Yeah.
We'll see his tall butt in here, right?
And his last stop out of town is Creekside Community Brew, and then cool. he gets a coffee, and then off he goes. So.
Well, if he needs an AirPod, just let him know. Send him one home.
We'll do that.
It's fun to see him. He's so tall, and I look up at him, and I always say, I just like to look at you. You remind me of our tall son. And, you know, he's always very pleasant and tells us how much he appreciates a coffee. So that's a good mix.
We're a good kid. And he's interviewing for medical schools. And he's got one acceptance already. And he's got four more interviews in the next 2 months all over the country. So it's an exciting time for him.
That is so cool.
Yep. That's exciting for your family, and you've had two weddings in your family,
too. Oh, my
gosh.
In the last 3 weeks, right?
Well, you know, I've got four children, and my number three child got married in June. She married a fine young man from Walls, Mississippi, and that's where they're living now, just south of Memphis. And then my oldest daughter, Kate, she got married 2 weeks ago. So she married another fine young man from Clinton County. They live over in Highland now, and they're married. So two weddings this year. So wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time.
Well, that's so cool. And God, your heart's got to be full.
Yeah, and it was fun because with Cassidy, the first one to get married, she's kind of out there. She was my basketball player. She's kind of out there, got to take control of the room kind of person. So whenever we did the daddy-daughter dance, we did something special. We, you know, slow dance, started slow, and then we broke out into this choreographed thing that was hilarious and fun and got people screaming and yelling, and it was great. And my oldest daughter, a little bit more reserved, and she, you know, we weren't going to do that, but she's also my rock and roll buddy. She likes to go to concerts with me and things like that. She loves 80s music. And so I said, what can I do special for her wedding? So, you know, with my connections at the radio station and the Fourth Fest and things like that, I know several musicians around the country. So
one or two of them.
So I reached out to them, and I asked them, can you make a 10, 15, 20 second video wishing Kate and Derek a happy marriage? And the response was overwhelming. I got Dave Evans, who is the original lead singer of AC/DC, Ray Tabano, who is the founding member of Aerosmith, and he's gotten a lot of airplay the last year because he's the one that found the van that's out in Las Vegas, the original Aerosmith van.
Oh, man.
And had Little River Band, Survivor, Shooting Star, Autograph, Confederate Railroad, just a bunch of bands. And then at the end of it, Jim Peterick from Survivor, he actually sang to her, and that's how we ended it. So it was about an 8-minute video, and it was great. It turned out great. Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick, it's her favorite band. When Rick Nielsen came on, she started crying. It was great. So we showed it for the whole.
Yeah, I was going to say, you tell me she wasn't bawling enough.
There's 500 people at this reception. It was a huge reception. And Kate was sitting in front of the screen with her husband, and we played that, and people were standing behind her. And when she heard the opening sounds of Dream Police, she just says, what? And there's Rick Nielsen, and she just started crying. It was great.
Well, and you know what you just said, I really liked, because you said, wish them a happy marriage, not a happy wedding. And there's a big difference. You want the wedding to be happy, but more importantly is the marriage that comes after the wedding. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a neat thing. As we celebrated our 40th anniversary, and you said your 30th is not too far out, you know that there's more to the marriage than the wedding.
Yeah, so it was great. So it was a fun time. We got two weddings out of the way, and my two oldest daughters, and it was just a magical summer, and I couldn't be happier with my new sons-in-laws.
Cool.
That's nice. But
can they do roofing? And
well, they can. I actually questioned one of them, who actually lives local in Highland, why my sidewalk didn't get shoveled. I went to their house today, and his sidewalk wasn't shoveled. I was like, oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's hit some other highlights of this year for you, if you don't mind.
Well, I work at Bradford Bank. Mm-hmm. I've been at, this is just looking at my notes. This is, I just finished my 25th year at Bradford Bank. And I know that because I get 4 weeks of vacation now. But 25 years. Started there as a part-time teller 25 years ago. Just started started my family, and here I am 25 years later, director of marketing, public relations, and it's so fun because, you know, as a community bank, we try to integrate into the community as much as we possibly can, mm-hmm. and I get tasked and challenged with doing that. So not only do we sponsor this or sponsor that, we actually get involved with a lot of these projects, and it's so much fun, and I get to do that with Bradford Bank. And the thing that's exciting about my job is I'm never doing the same thing 3 hours in a row. Mm-hmm. I'm doing an ad for the Owl Creek Gazette. I'm recording a radio commercial for WDLJ. I'm putting together a sponsorship package for this. And I'm just always constantly doing something different. And it's not a boring job at all.
Mm-hmm. We all understand time constraints. And we all know that whenever somebody walks through your door, it's going to be something that modifies your own internal time constraints.
Yeah, there's lots of days whenever there's people actually standing in line outside my door wanting to get in there. But we work around it, and it's great. And, you know, it's just part of the job.
Sure.
And it's you know, we've built up Bradford Bank to be a true, real community bank, and people know they can depend on us to support all the local events, local activities. And, you know, it really is true, and this is a cheap 30-second plug, but whenever you invest, whenever you bank locally, we turn around and we invest right back into the community, supporting your friends, your neighbors, your local businesses. Right. I mean, even with our business after hours last week, you look at all the different menu items that we had available, and every one of them were Greenville businesses with a relationship with Bradford Bank, including the Owl Creek Gazette. And we had the coffee there. You guys had coffee and hot chocolate, and it was a hit.
Cool. I'm glad.
It was right across from the beer.
Right. So you got your choice of wake up or go to sleep, right?
You know what? I had some of both. I started with coffee. I ended with the beer.
Oh, there you go. It's okay. It's your place.
So, you know, and as president of the Chamber of Commerce, we've had a huge year with doing all kinds of things. And one of the things that was exciting was the car show this year. And, you know, it rained like crazy mm-hmm. on the car show. But we had Eric Estrada here from Chips.
And you just took it in stride and put him inside a building, and away it went.
And it saved the day. It saved the event. And he was so fun. He took time with every person and signed. He's no charge for autographs. He signed autographs, took a picture with everybody. People waited in line for an hour and a half. He didn't take a lunch break. He didn't take a potty break. He was supposed to leave at 2. He stayed till 2:45, and then he said we had to get him out of there because he had a plane to catch.
Sure,
he just
sure.
said, Randy, if I would have known it was going to be this, I would have got a later flight so I could have stayed and saw all of these fans here. He was a great celebrity to have. He was so much fun. I the night before I had the opportunity to go out and stay at the hotel with him, sitting there and have a beer with him and just talking, and it was great.
Well, we had, you know, our mutual friend Corey Elam came into our store. We had just acquired the coffee house, and we were still operating on Adam Brothers sleeves, the sleeves that go around your hot coffee. And he came in and he said, "Can I have a couple sleeves?" I said, "Oh, sure." And I handed him a couple sleeves. 20, 30, 45 minutes later, he comes walking back, or he came back into the door. He's got two signatures for Eric Estrada.
Two autographs.
On the backsides of our coffee sleeves.
That was nice. So
we've got them framed out here. Mm-hmm. We keep them on the wall. Mm-hmm.
So that was so much fun, and having him, it was just a highlight of the year. And then 2 weeks later, we did the Fourth Fest, and we had the band Confederate Railroad here. Mm-hmm. And thanks to our governor of Illinois, with all of the negative publicity with Confederate Railroad, it was a huge crowd. We couldn't have bought that kind of free publicity. The people came. We had so many people in Greenville from out of town that it was unbelievable. And let me tell you, Danny Shirley and Thomas Johnson. Thomas Johnson's a road guy, and he's got he's recorded so much at Sun Studios. He's got stories to tell that's just will blow you away. So he was fun. And we still text all the time. It's kind of funny, actually. We become, you know, buddies. We text all the time. But Danny Shirley is just the nicest guy. And all of this nonsense they were going through, I mean, it was right when they were in Greenville, all this nonsense was happening with the DuQuoin State Fair.
Mm-hmm.
After the performance, which was fantastic, I get a call from their agent. They said, "I just want to tell you that it's been a rough week for the band, and they needed a home run. And you guys gave it to them."
Oh, that's so cool.
And so
well, you're
so,
welcome, buddy.
It was so much fun, and they're welcome here anytime. They just put on a great American show, and it was fun. It was a good classic country, redneck country, whatever, and mm-hmm. That was great.
Speaking of Sun Records, there's at least one gentleman in Greenville who has an exact copy of the studio board from Sun Records that Elvis recorded into, and I had it in our shop, getting it just sort of working, and he was tickled to death that he knew what to do after that, and it's back together again, and I believe it's sitting in a garage over here on Main Street, and that's all I'm going to say. We can talk about on mic who's got it later on, but it is to have something like that in your possession and to know that it was exactly the same thing that was at Sun Records is unfathomable.
Wow. I'd like to see that sometime.
It is a really cool old board. It's a mono board, you know, and ain't nothing but a hound dog. Come right through the same thing. So, yeah, it's here in town.
And then just recently we celebrated our one-year anniversary with Elaine McNamara, our new chamber director.
Yeah, yeah.
She is just so wonderful, and we finally got some stability in that position. There's been a lot of turnover in the last 3 or 4 years. We got somebody in there so we can keep the chamber moving forward in a positive direction, which will benefit everybody in Greenville and the business community and the community in large.
Well, Elaine's been good to connect us up with reasons for people to come into the shop here with additional things besides just coffee. I mean, events. We've had the model train. They were set up here for mm-hmm. 3 weeks. People came pouring in the night of Come Home for Christmas for lots of reasons. They had that, and then you had helped us get the Mouse House set up here. So it's nice to have those connections and have people walk through the front door and see what all we're about while they also enjoy other things that are related to community events.
And all of these things that have gone on, you know, throughout the year, it's never just a repeat next year of what's going on. I know you got something up your sleeve that you're sitting on. You got to have something that you're sitting on for next year.
Well, let me tell you, we have signed contracts for our 2020 Fourth Fest.
Wow. Already, huh?
Yep.
That's cool.
Band is set in stone. It's a classic band. They have 12 number one hits.
Holy smoke.
And they still have all five of the original members.
Playing now.
And did you say you wanted to announce that here tonight, who that is?
Oh, I wish I could. I wish I could.
Come back, Randy.
I wish I could. But I will tell you.
Whenever it's time to announce. Please come back and let us know.
I will do that. I think they're going to do it. The Fourth Fest Committee is going to make the announcement in January. I can tell you that we're going to have the Air Force Band back again. They're going to mm-hmm. do...
They were great.
They're going to be the opening act for the headliner. Mm-hmm. And then the after party is... I forget the name of them. It's a tribute band, but it's not a specific artist that they pay tribute to. It's an 80s arena rock kind of tribute band where they pay homage to all of the big bands from the 80s, like Foreigner and Bon Jovi.
All you need
Journey
is hair.
And Boston.
Sorry,
and,
all you need is hair.
Yeah. Something I'm in great short supply of these days. So they're going to be they're a lot of fun. They play all over the Midwest, and they're going to be the after party following the fireworks. So we've got a nice, great, wonderful Fourth Fest planned again. And the details aren't signed and set in stone yet, but they're trying to do something a little different this year with the car show as well. So there may be some big announcements coming out of that as well.
That's so cool. And, you know, if you need meeting space and you need a place to talk, you can talk it out here.
And have coffee maybe something else to drink here in the next shortly.
You mm-hmm. betcha. Mm-hmm. Because, yes, we do have our liquor license here.
Yeah, so, that has been announced. So.
Has it been?
Yeah,
okay.
It has been announced. Yeah. Yeah. So some of those secrets you were afraid to share, we've already shared.
You already shared?
We're sharing.
So you can get a beer.
Yeah.
Can you get a glass of wine?
You can.
Not yet. I mean, in the sense of...
Well, it's being ordered this week.
Right. Okay, so you'll be able to drink beer and wine here. Mm-hmm. Would you be able to get...
A Tom Collins, yes.
A Tom Collins or a Whiskey Sour or a Jack and Coke?
Yes.
And something in your hot chocolate or your hot coffee as well? Because there's a lot of good drinks, a lot of good mixing with alcohol and coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
and we're not going to use the B word, but there's something very similar that only has two ingredients that you put into your coffee, and it's Irish and it's cream. So there you go.
Well, so that's wonderful, and I'm glad that you guys are doing that. And it's just it's something that's needed in Greenville, I believe, mm-hmm. a place where people can have a social drink
mm-hmm.
and where they can have a meeting, they can have a drink, they can have a relax. And again, it's you guys taking the chance and making the investment in Greenville and taking the chance. And there's no guarantee this is going to work. There's no guarantee. And you right. guys got to be sitting back, okay, we're going to do it. We're going to – hell yeah, we're going to do it. And you jump in feet first, and it's great.
Okay. Yeah, and we haven't been – you know, we've not been disappointed yet. God has been good to us.
Wonderful.
There's just no doubt about it. And, you know, we have some – I made a comment today on my own personal Facebook page that we have –
oh, I can fill it in for you. We have the best customers in the world.
Period.
And you know when you get to know your customers and you have that working relationship. We have been so fortunate to get to know these people, and they're just great. I mean, they uplift our day and they uplift us, and it's amazing.
Well, Jackie Mayfield came in this afternoon with a Christmas tree that her son, who's working with the CEO program.
Right, and this is another thing when you talk about community. Her son is in the CEO program. He is making things out of pallets. He made a Christmas tree for us, and she gave it to us as a gift, knowing that, you know, he's doing this, and we're now here to be able to share it and show his work, as well as be able to appreciate it as a gift that she just decided to give us, and she made a nice Christmas skirt around it. And
this
those
stuff
little
comes
things.
Full circle, and, yeah. and people have to know that we understand, and we know, and we love them all.
Yeah, it's just great.
That's it.
This has been some of the most fun, even though, like I say often, I'm not a fan of the 5 a.m. alarm. I am a fan of getting down here and being here. So
do you know what somebody wants when they walk in the door, like if the regulars say, okay,
are you pouring
that coffee before the door shut?
Uh-huh.
You betcha. Yeah, John Knight comes through the door. He gets out of his truck. I see John Knight park across the street, and when I see his truck going down the street, I start pumping a large black coffee, and I got a lid on it before he has the door open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just the way it is.
And then there are people that have their specialty drink favorites. So, yeah, we're getting a handle on that. Although it's interesting, too, because a lot of people are experimenting with our new coffee drinks. As we create them, they try them out. So some of those regulars,
Olaf and Sven are very handy.
We did Olaf and Sven drinks in honor of Creekside. I mean, in honor of Come Home for Christmas. Frozen.
Well, it's great. And once again, I just can't say it enough. You're investing your time and your money in our town.
Mm-hmm.
And as chamber president, as your friend, as somebody who works at the local bank, thank you.
Well, you're welcome
for doing that.
And thank
you're
very
you welcome.
For just to hear that is nice, Randy, to have somebody like you came down when we had our grand opening and open house, and you said basically those same words.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just nice to hear that people recognize that. So we appreciate that. Now, enough about us and back to you. You've had some other landmark events happening here. I know you have been a jogger, runner for what, Randy? Several years now?
Well, 3 years ago, September, I had a doctor's appointment and with the cardiologist. Actually, it was a little bit early, and that's probably in August or June or July, and had high blood pressure, out of weight, you know, overweight, out of shape, kind of heavy, eat like crap, and that's what happens when you got four kids and an active lifestyle. You just go. And they put me on the treadmill. The cardiologist tried to kill me. They didn't. They took all the pictures. The doctor said, okay, here's the good news.
You're not dead yet.
You're not dead yet. There's nothing wrong with your heart. You're fat, you're lazy, and you eat like crap, and I want you to start running. So this is my story. So I said, okay, I can do that, and I want you to start taking the pill, the blood pressure pill, and blah, blah, blah. So I went out, and I would run a block, and then I'd walk a block, and I'd run a block, and I'd walk a block, and I'd run a block, and I'd come home, and I'd pat myself on the back and say, cheers to me, I just went and ran. Okay. So fast forward to September, the Vine to Wine 5K and half marathon at just north of Greenville.
You're right.
Bradford Bank was a sponsor of that event, and I was handing out cups of water at the 8-mile marker. Okay. and here come these large, old people who were still running after 8 miles. So my little jaunts around the block, it just made me feel bad. So I went home that night. I can tell you the exact time I went home that night and said, I'm going to run a mile, and failed miserably.
Of course you did.
So at that time, I got it right in my head, I'm going to start running until I hit a mile. And mm-hmm. I would go a block further every night. And I'd ran every single night. I'm going to go and finally hit a mile. And then I did it. Then I did 2 miles. And then I did 3 miles. And then there was a, and now we're through the winter months. But I'm still running in the winter. I'm still doing it. Just, I'm going to keep going. And now I'm starting to lose weight. And there was a 5K at the Bond County Senior Center. Didn't tell anybody I was doing it. I signed up for my first 5K. And I got like third overall and won my age group.
It's sad that they put us in age groups.
And it was
right?
funny. I'm listening to music, and as I'm coming down to the last quarter mile, I'm listening to my iPod, and all of a sudden, here comes Eye of the Tiger. Comes on. It was perfect. So I've ran lots of 5Ks, and I said, okay, I'm going to try a half marathon. I'm going to run a half marathon. So 3 years or 2 years to the day after I started my running journey, I went out to the Vine to Wine, and I ran their half marathon, and I finished.
Cool.
13.1 miles, and now I'm registered for another half marathon in Memphis in the spring, and I'm going to try to go to Las Vegas next November and run the Rock and Roll Half Marathon down the Strip. Cool. So I'm going to try to do that. So since I started this journey, I'm almost right at 2,000 miles that I've ran, and I'm down 57 pounds.
Well, that's... And your blood pressure's down.
And my blood pressure's down.
And your cholesterol is good.
I walked in my year one... cardiologist follow-up appointment. I was a really smarty pants. I walked in with to the doctor's office with all my medals around my neck. He looked at the chart, he looked at me, and he looked at the chart, and he goes, you've lost over 50 pounds? I said, well, that's what you told me to do. Yep. So now if I don't run, it's like, I got to run. Yeah. If I don't run, it's a great stress relief. Oh my God, it's so yeah. You know, I used to, you know, you sit in your office. I'm gonna kill this person. Now I think, okay, which way am I going to run tonight?
Which person am I going to run around?
Which route am I going to run? I see you all the time, you know. And then you know, my wife gets. I saw your husband running without a shirt again.
Yeah. There you go.
Not in December.
No, but you know, you'll see me out in the front yard without a shirt, and that's about it. But I'm out there cutting.
That's
grass.
When I usually go that block, and I just keep going. I don't want to see that.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So anyway, that was
and there'll be a Coors Light in my hand.
So that was my big achievement. Is I wanted to run a half marathon, and I did it. That was a goal. Check that off my list.
Mm-hmm. Do you have other things on your bucket list yet to do?
Well, you know, people say, "Well, now are you going to run a marathon? Are you going to run a marathon?" I'm thinking, That's 4.5 hours of running for me. That's not going to be. I'm not like one of these guys that can finish it in 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's 4 hours of running. That's. I don't know that I want to do that, but I do want to do another half marathon, and I want to start doing some destination running where you travel to different areas and mm-hmm. run. And there's a million different things you can run through the Redwood Forest. You can run through whatever. I want to do some of that. Now that I'm older, got some kids married off, get to keep a few more of my dollars, I'd like to go on some of these destination runs.
And I just watched a video the other day that it was basically changing your diet from less meat and less refined foods to a healthier lifestyle.
It's a plant-based diet, yeah.
Plant-based diet. But this gentleman was running the Appalachian Trail. He ran the whole trail, hurt himself in the process, but had been taking care of himself so well and was eating so well that he healed relatively fast and kept running. So it's just interesting to see. We've watched people and written about people and had people write about in our magazine walking the trail, hiking the trail, but this guy ran the trail.
Well, and when
and
you
in a limited time too.
And when you run those kinds of distances, your body will tell you what you have to eat, because if mm-hmm. you don't eat the right food, you can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
drink lots of water.
And that's yeah. what they were yeah. saying, the energy yeah. that was there was only so now because of his
so now
diet.
I eat more fruit and vegetables than I ever have, just mm-hmm. because I need to fuel my body to do that kind of stuff.
You need the short-term fuel, you need the long-term fuel. Yeah. That's exactly right. And meat is not it.
No.
And, well, I'm learning it because I'm watching the same thing she's watching, and we're going to probably be switching to a plant-based diet very quickly.
You can go run with me anytime you want.
Well, I'd like to, but see, I have shed 35 pounds since we started being baristas, and I started this started this journey at 265 pounds. I weigh myself in the morning. I'm 230 now.
He's just too busy to eat.
But don't you feel better?
I feel marvelous. Yeah. I really do. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's something better on the other side. So, yeah, I don't have time to drink beer. I don't have time to drink the beer that I used to drink. And I just can't. I'm tired.
Well, here's the thing about my half marathon. I didn't tell anybody I was running it. Because I was injured. I did have a leg injury, and it was going to be a game day decision, okay? But I was signed up for it, and I said, okay, I'm going to do it, and I'm just going to go. So I start running, and then so every mile marker, I Snapchatted a picture to my kids and my family. So after 8 miles, I knew that I was doing something a little bit more than just a 5K, which I can do in my sleep backwards.
Yeah.
So any other landmarks or monumental moments?
Well, you know, I continue to do the radio show, the Rock Zone Legend Show. I do that the first Friday of every month down on WDLJ, and you can listen to 97.5, or you can WDLJFM.com. We still continue to have – it's just so fun. We get all these rock stars to call in, and we just get to hear their stories, and they're just they're just unbelievable. And to me, that's what I love about it. And the music's good. I like the music. I like to play different kinds of music. I like to play songs that people don't hear all the time. I like to play B-sides. But to hear the stories that these guys have and ask them the questions that they've never been asked, it's great. And that's my favorite thing. And I don't care if anybody out there listens because I get a kick out of it. But
that's so cool.
7 to midnight, the first Friday of every month, Rock Zone Legend Show. I co-host it with Dennis Carlock, Rotten Rod, and it's cool stuff. Recently, one of the fun things I got to do was there's another business. It's down in Breeze, and they're huge Warrant fans, the band Warrant. And we know the band very well. And Rotten Rod, Dennis Carlock, is personal friends with them. He recorded with them back in the early days. They were going to be in St. Louis. Well, this business down in Breeze, we're just all excited that maybe, you know, they could get a guitar signed. So I went and I got a guitar and I had the band sign it, and it's going to be displayed at their new business down in Breeze. And they about died when I sent them pictures of me holding the guitar that was autographed. It was just for them. So it was
how nice to be able to give that to them. Yep. That's great.
Yep.
That's great.
Well, listen, I believe we've beaten this horse to death.
I think we've covered all the monumental moments of your life in this last year, maybe.
You know, I'm committed to 2020. I'm going to slow down. I'm not going to do as much. You know, we also went on a mission trip this summer. Well, I've done that for 13 years. My kids have aged out of that now, so I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. We just hosted a 30-team basketball tournament in Greenville last week. Biggest tournament in Southern Illinois. We did it here in Greenville. Nobody even knows we do it, but we did it. Been doing that for 12 years. And so, but I'm going to try to slow things down a little bit.
And it's not a retirement move. It's one of those things where you've done your part, you know, and it's time for somebody else to step up, isn't it?
Yes, but it's also so that, you know, Randy can go home and maybe travel more with my wife and go down and visit my daughter down in Mississippi and go do some things, some destination running, and just spend some more time together with us.
Cool.
Well, it's appropriate that we have you on at the end of this year as you kind of wind down some of the things you've been so active in. We can mention them now and give a hat tip to you and the other people that have been active in the community. And I'm sure you won't stay out of everything, but like you said, you know, as you see things change, you want to make sure you've got time for your kids in a different way because they're not just next door or in the next room or at college. They're in a whole new lifestyle.
I'm ready for grandkids.
Hey, we've been ready for grandkids for quite a while. Hear that, kids? Hear that, kids?
And, we have grand puppies.
We have grand puppies.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being back on, and this is episode 359. We can add that to your list.
I'm going to get it tattooed on my arm.
Photos to come. Thanks, Randy.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye now. And folks, thanks a lot for listening to Creekside with Don and Jan, the official podcast of the Owl Creek Gazette and Creekside Community Brew right here in Greenville, Illinois. Y'all take care now.
Good night.
Bye-bye.